866-2237.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. We've got an interesting broadcast lined up for you in this hour of the show. We're going to be joined by a gentleman who has a very interesting website, called Autolibrium.com, and we're going to be talking to him about his website as well as the business of buying a new car or used car, and he's arranged for a couple of special guests to join us as well. In hour number two of the broadcast, the marketing manager for the Mecum Auction Company, Sam Murtaugh, will be giving us a little preview of the upcoming big sale in Monterey, California. Speaking of Monterey, also in hour number two, Drew Alcazar, Russo & Steele CEO and co-owner, will be doing the exact same thing, giving us a preview of the Russo and Steele auction coming up in Monterey. In hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, Dean Case, who's with Mazda, the Mazda Speed division of Mazda, where he is communications manager, is going to be giving us a preview of the Laguna Seca Historics, as well as a general motorsports update from the Mazda brand. And also joining us in the third hour of the broadcast, Bill Maloney, who is the executive producer of the number one automotive television show in Hawaii. It's called Ohana Road, and he's also a newspaper columnist for the big paper there in Honolulu. Always interesting to have Mr. Maloney with us. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's toll-free, so feel free from all across North America, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Or you can send us an email anytime throughout the broadcast at either one of two email addresses. The first one is Bob Long Radio, all one word, B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O, at yahoo.com, or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Joining us on the broadcast now from Arizona, the gentleman behind the website Autolibrium.com. He's also got a whole slew of other websites about to launch. It's my pleasure to welcome Stick Bogart to Auto World. Stick, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just dealing with the heat out here in Arizona. It's cooking my brain.
I can understand. Are you a native to Arizona, or have you lived in other places before moving to Arizona?
Well, I transplanted from Florida, and just north of Sarasota, and was in the automotive industry back there. And down there, you got your ups, and you got your ups, you know, your benefits down there, and you got your benefits out here. So, it's working pretty good, just a little bit on the hot side in the summertime, but we're dealing with it.
And it's definitely a mecca for car enthusiasts. I'm very fortunate that I've been going out to the auctions every January, the Barrett-Jackson. It started with that one, and now, of course, there are umpteen different auctions during the couple of weeks there in January. And I've noticed in the last few years, you know, in particular, just an expansion in the area of new car dealers and exotic car dealers. It seems to be a real kind of mecca for car enthusiasts. Lots of car guys and girls seem to live in the Phoenix and Arizona area.
Yeah, I go to the Barrett-Jackson every year, and I know was going to go to the Russo Steele one, and then they had a big unfortunate storm and just knocked over the tent and just crushed a whole bunch of cars, unfortunately. It wasn't their fault, but the weather took a hold of that and spoiled their day on that. But Barrett-Jackson was a great opportunity to just go out there and just enjoy a great weekend of unbelievable cars. And I met up with a guy out there, and we were talking about the automotive industry, and he was telling me about, you know, all the different automotive listing sites that are available out there, and asked me what we do, and how we're going to progress in the future and expand, you know, as far as offering dealerships a new option and give them more freedom to control what type of listings they put up there and have open ears to, you know, ideas and suggestions to make the sites better. And like you said, we've got several websites in the making, you know, on the workbench right now. One of the next ones is going to be Librium Media. It's going to be kind of like YouTube, but it's going to be strictly dedicated to the automotive industry, and where they can dealerships can post their videos, they can post their interviews after they sell a car to a customer. They can post those videos up there talking about the car buying process at that dealership. And then as time moves forward, we're going to launch Cycle Librium, which is going to be dedicated to the true biker enthusiasts of loving motorcycles. And we're going to take input from that group of folks that love motorcycles to make sure that that website serves all of their needs. And just keep moving forward and give dealerships more options. You know, one of a friend of mine named Andrew, who's running a Cadillac store, was telling me about the price that dealerships are paying on a monthly basis just to market their inventory on various websites, and it's gotten way out of control. And so we're going to take advantage of that and give dealerships more options and show them that they can spend less money marketing their inventory. That's one of our main goals.
That makes sense, definitely. Let's tell everybody about autolibrium.com. If folks logged on to it right now, what type of information would they find, Stick?
Well, we've got Chariots of Palm Beach, which is an exotic car dealer. We've got Black Horse Motors, which is a Ferrari dealer. They're dedicated to the Ferrari dealerships, you know, selling Ferraris.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got South Beach Classics, which is a guy by the name of Ted Vernon, who made the Discovery Channel. He's on there, and all of his cars are exported to Auto Librium on a regular basis. And the thing is that the more exotic dealerships are jumping on left and right. RK Motors, Cats Exotics, which is a Lamborghini. They specialize in Lamborghini. And they obviously believe in what we're doing because they're not hesitating at all coming to us and wanting their inventory on the site. And we've got it set up, Bob, where salespeople, we have to remember something about the automotive industry. Salespeople, whether they sell new cars or used cars, the sales reps are the troops on the front line. Now, they can't go to regular automotive, you know, the conventional automotive listing sites and post the dealership's inventory on there at no cost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a motto that if you post it, we'll host it for free. You know, and the sales rep that can go, that works at a Chevrolet dealership, can post as many cars as he wants. He can use his name, his email address, his contact information, so that would-be car buyers calling him directly. And he has, you know, I want to say control, but he has the ability to better serve the customer because they're calling him directly, not going through a regular operator. And they can post up to 80 photos as a sales rep from a dealership. And some of the cars come through with, like, RK Motors. I've seen some of their cars come through with 100, 109, 110 photos per listing, and I don't care. If it works, if the cars come in with 200 photos, I don't care. Go for it. And then we work with dealerships that want to get a feed set up where it's all automatic, so they don't have to mess with it. And we've got that set up through several different feed companies. Small ones and big feed companies, so it's all automatic where they don't have to mess with it. And they can post their YouTube videos in there, any videos that they've got, they can post those up there. Right now it's set at 3,000 characters of text for description of the car that you're selling. The cars, there's no limit to how much information you can put on there. You can put your Facebook on there, your dealership website. We don't charge a dealership to list their website in their listing.
Mm-hmm.
Some websites do charge that because it takes away the users from that website to go to another one.
Well, when we come back, hold that thought, Stick. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk. And then a little later on, we're going to be joined by two special guests. This is Auto World.
Get to hear my baby running, running, never run with my foot on the floor, all the way down.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, what car company has the best stereo system? Presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer. Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
Sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
A Long Drive.
So which car company offers the best stereo system? Well, according to Edmunds.com, it's Acura's ELS system. Here's the inventor, Grammy-winning engineer, Elliot Shiner.
To have Edmunds say that your sound system is better than all of the competitors, that was huge for me. And we came up against some pretty tough competition. That said a lot.
For TheLawnDrive.com, I'm Bob Lawn.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Attention homeowners, are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Mentors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Mentors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. We're live all across North America. Our telephone lines are available if you have any questions or comments for our special guest, Sick Bogart from Autolibrium.com, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you're in the market for a new car right now and pondering the purchase and have been doing some online shopping and would like to talk to Stick and myself, 800-259-9231. Stick, before the break, you were telling us about Autolibrium and how it works, and certainly I would imagine with the exotic car marketplace, the internet is definitely helped that business because, you know, buyers of exotic cars, because they tend to be pretty rare in production numbers, you know, can definitely benefit from a website like yours, which has got lots of great listings from various dealers, kind of a central portal. And also those dealers can benefit as well in reaching out beyond their local community, because I would imagine if you're looking for a used Ferrari or Lamborghini, a particular model, a particular color, particular options, you know, you would have no problem buying from a dealer anywhere in the U.S.
Yeah, I'm getting unique dealerships, exotics coming all over the country are coming, knocking on the door and being friends with me on Facebook and all that. And I got a call from this guy the other day. He says, "Stick, can you help me?" And I says, "What do you need?" He says, "I've got a collection of Shelbys." I says, "What do you mean?" He says, he's telling me it's the largest privately owned Shelby collection in the country.
Wow.
I says, "Okay." So I go over to this warehouse where he's got them stored. He's got 10 of them. They're all side by side. And this guy, Carroll Shelby, must be his brother or something, because this guy's got Carroll Shelby's signature all over these cars. There must be 100 signatures of Carroll Shelby all over these cars. And he says, "Will you help me market these cars?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I'd be more happy to." So I took a bunch of pictures, and I've got to reformat them to get them on the site. And then a guy from Dubai contacted me and said he'd like for me to send all these pictures over to him because he's interested in the whole collection.
Wow, and that shows you.
You know, so this website is all about the car buyer and the car seller. And, you know, we set it up to where there's no flagging on the site. Nobody has to worry about their car being knocked off of there. You know, and I proudly post my phone number on my Facebook page. If somebody needs to get a hold of me and say, "Hey, can you do this or can we do that?" Yeah, let's make it happen, you know. And the main thing I want is I want people that are in the sales industry working at various dealerships to know, hey, we are going to cater to your needs. You guys are the troops on the front line. You need that extra oomph. You don't want to, you're on a controlled budget right now because sales are slow, then go ahead and take advantage of Autolibrium and build your profile. It doesn't cost anything. And, Bob, we come across some really unique people. And one of the guys that's really cool is Ted Vernon. Ted Vernon made the Discovery Channel. He's got South Beach Classics in Florida. And he and I talk quite a bit, and he tells me about the episode on the Discovery Channel where his Bugatti was left out in the pouring down rain. It wasn't covered up. It was an open, you know, a convertible type of car.
Oh.
And it was sitting out in the pouring down rain, and he come unglued. He thought he was going to have a heart attack or a stroke out there when he seen his Bugatti sitting out in the pouring down rain, and everybody was laughing at him because he was really upset about it. You know, it made good show on Discovery Channel. And then, He's one of the guests, and then the other guy that I wanted for us to get to know, and that is a guy by the name of Earl Stewart. And I want to give him the opportunity to tell everybody about the Red Phone. You're going to get a kick out of this guy. This guy's really cool.
Definitely.
So,
we'll dial those guys up in the next segment. Who would you like to dial up first? You want to dial up Ted first?
Yeah, let's get Ted on the phone, and you'll get a chance to meet this guy and get to hear his personality come through the phone. It's really exciting to get this guy on the phone. And Robin is a hoot, too. You'll like talking to them. I'm sure the audience will love listening to this guy.
Excellent. Have you been a lifelong car nut? Is it something that you've always been into, Stick?
Well, I've always had a passion for him, and I've always wanted to own. Back in the mid-70s, Mazda built an RX-3 SP, which was a two-door coupe, a four-seater with a rotary engine in it. And it was like a gorilla on steroids, but super small. And then they, back in early Mazda days, they built what's called the Cosmo. And most people, you've seen the Mazda RX-3, you'd fall in love with it. And I talked to a couple people at Ford Motor Company and said, "Hey, you know, it's a shame you guys couldn't bring something like this back to life because people would fall in love with a car like that." And then I worked for a dealership by the name of Tom Stymus, which is no longer in business anymore. and he was an entrepreneur, and it wasn't like going to work. It was like going to an amusement park. Everybody was having fun. And then when I moved to Arizona, things changed a little bit, but the industry is alive and well up here. It's not as well as we'd all like it to be, but that's why all the living room comes to life to help dealerships get more bang for their buck when it comes to marketing their inventory. And as you know yourself, that the numbers are nowhere near like they used to be as far as selling cars, number of cars sold per year. It's just not where it should be. So it's like, okay, it's time for Auto Librium to come to life, and we're going to launch at Cycle Librium and Marine Librium. Oh, I didn't tell you. We're going to launch aircraftlibrium.com for people who have airplanes and helicopters, too.
That's going to be good. Cool. That's cool. So that's an area I would imagine you would get lots of people that follow the same circles. There's an event in Monterey that's throwing me off in my train of thought. They hold it every year before this Pebble Beach series long, week-long series of events, and it's held at the Monterey Jet Center. And basically, it's a lot of really, really wealthy people. It's called the Motorworks Revival, and a lot of really wealthy people fly in their private jets and look at all these exotic cars and stuff. So there's kind of a synergy between the private jets and the same type of folks that buy the real expensive cars.
Yeah, but they do that once in a while here in Scottsdale Air Center. They have fly-ins and people have their cars. There's one place over there that's got a big underground cave, if you will, underneath of one of their FBOs. And they have huge collection of exotic cars over there underneath the aircraft hangar. And it's pretty cool to go in there and see what they've got over there. The guy that is, I think he's he's an inheritor to the Campbell Soup Company. He owns this big hangar over there. It's got bucket loads of exotic cars underneath there that are just unbelievable. But everybody's got some kind of a little car that's touched their button, and I've always wanted... Right now, if I can afford it, I would jump on it in a New York Minute. My wife wouldn't like the idea, but I want a 2004 Rolls-Royce Phantom.
Uh-huh.
Those are really fat cars.
Yeah, it's definitely a statement. There's no question about it. Stick, when we get back on the other side, we'll get Ted on the line, and we've got some surprises straight ahead. Right here, you're listening to Auto World.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plan started only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. Welcome into Auto World. My name is Bob Long, joined by Stick Bogart from Autolibrium.com. And Stick, I'll let you do the introductions here. We have Ted on the line.
Ted, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How you doing, Stick?
Oh man, I'll tell you what. You guys down there, you and Robin are a hoot, both of you guys. I want you to tell the listeners about how twisted you were when you seen your Bugatti sitting out there in the pouring down rain.
Oh man, that was a really funny bit because my guys that work for me aren't supposed to really put that outside ever, and it sits inside and it's never had the roof on my helmet. And they put it outside because they're rocket scientists when they're not doing my work. And they put it outside and it started to rain, and I come out and I see that thing just swimming, and I went bats, screaming at everybody, and then I was about to have a stroke, and Robin looks at me, and you know how beautiful Bob is, and she says, well, at least the leather looks moist. I mean, you know, got me dead. I just laugh about it now. But I dried it out. It's home now. It's not going to work anymore. It just sits in the house.
That's great. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the color scheme on your Bugatti.
Well, it's, you know, I try to stay low-key. When I bought it, it was a proper car with brown fenders and a cream body, so I immediately painted the fenders black and the body red, and now it's my car. And I don't want to sell it. I could care less. I'm not a stickler for like matching numbers and things like that. I just want to enjoy what I have and drive what I have. I'm not one of those kind of guys that has his nose up in the air. I like to enjoy my cars. I'm not really much about the I mean, I take my kid to school every day in the Bugatti. It's a hoot.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So how long have you known Stick?
Oh, God. Well, we were in jail together in Kansas. But Stick's
kind of
back the ways. He does a lot with us with, you know, the advertising business. And good human being. We like him. My wife likes him. You know, Robin runs the day-to-day store, you know, at my place. You know, South Beach Classics. And I pretty much go and have my fun. I think, Stick, you know that. You know, if I'm not doing a show, I'm doing film work or, you know, doing this or that. I don't like to sit in the office much, so Robin runs the whole show. It's great.
Hey, Ted, what was the story that, what cracked the shell, the story to get you to be on the Discovery Channel? How did that door get unlocked?
It's funny. They called about 26 different classic car operations between Las Vegas and Miami. And poor guy then got on the phone with me. And I was talking with him like we're talking, and one of my employees that I really don't care for walked by smoking a cigarette, and I don't like alcohol and drugs and things like that, and I hate cigarettes. So I just told the guy, I said, could you hold on to this very proper English gentleman? And I said to the guy, you know, why don't you stick that cigarette where the sun don't shine and get out of here, because I can't understand it. The guy said, what did you say? And I told him, I said, I politely asked my employee not to smoke around me. And this, they flew in the next day and shot a taster tape. And it's a little one of my problems I'm having with the show is I'm very funny. And they shot the tape and they put it in the focus group. And Discovery said, we want this. Well, let's make the show. And now the edit has changed. And they've taken a lot of the funny stuff out. And I'm a little bit at odds with them over it. And, yeah, I'm going to resolve it one way or the other. I've got two other people wanting to make the show now. So I'm cool with it. I'm happy.
That's great.
Yeah, that's what happened. They saw it. They listened. They saw the 8 minutes. They had it in the focus group. They love us. And, you know, Robin's not hard to look at, so it works.
Very good. Tell us about your inventory right now. What are some of the cool cars that you've got available for sale?
We're low right now. We've only got about 297 cars. I try to keep something for everybody. I mean, I've got everything from a 66 Lincoln four-door that needs work to a Rolls-Royce stretch limousine to the Bugatti to a gazillion Chevelles and Camaros and things like that. Something, you know, I've got a lot of convertibles, a lot of 50s, which I really like, and like that. I mean, people walk in and they buy whatever, you know. I don't, a guy says, I'm coming to see this. I says, you know what, leave your mind open. Half the time they buy something different. And I keep my prices right. I have everything right there. I export all over the world. I handle everything. I don't charge a dealer fee because I think that's stealing. I charge no fees. I really think if you can't make a living selling cars, you don't have to do it on fees. Just get out of the business.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little bit different than a lot of stores. You know, that's pretty much what we do. Buy, sell, trade.
Go ahead. Ted, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You didn't sell the Black Phantom, did you?
Yeah, I did.
You monster.
Yeah, well, you know what happened is, you know how much of a traitor I am. And I was driving a car, I had it about a year and a half, and a guy made me an offer I can't refuse. And he traded me, as a matter of fact, he traded me in an 07 Bentley GTC convertible, which
beautiful
I told
car.
I hate it with a passion.
Do you?
I think it's hideous. I think it's like a chick of a lawyer would drive it, you know, and that's what that is. I said it more graphically, but I told him I wouldn't even drive the car. He says, yes, you will. So we traded it in, and I sold it immediately to another store down the road and never touched it. I don't like them. But my Phantom, now I'm searching everywhere for a new Phantom. I want my new car. I want another Phantom. I really love them.
I would give a kidney to anybody that would give me a Phantom. What a car.
I tell you what, it's like Air Force One. It's huge, and it's fun, and it's I'm very surprised at the attitude. You know, sometimes people get put off by cars like that, but with the Phantom, I've never heard anything but just nice compliments. It's really been fun.
It's interesting to see how the automotive press has treated that car too. When it first was introduced, it did not get very good reviews stylistically. A lot of people had problems with it, but it is aged gracefully and definitely is a statement vehicle. There's no question about it. That's a vehicle you can recognize from a mile away.
Beast.
I got the perfect license plate for that car. S-I-K-N-F-A-T, sick and fat.
I took my little boy to the carnival in that car and parked in the sand, and some girl walks up to me and says, "Is that Air Force One?" It's just a fun car. I mean, now you make me sad because I'm driving a Quattroporte today. Now you know, I'm just going to go out and have a good time, and now I can't. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I'm suffering through not having a Phantom. I will get another one very shortly. I've ticked off a bunch of dealers around the country with my offers, but I'll get there.
Yeah.
How do you like the new small Rolls Royce, the Ghost?
Don't like it at all. I think it's a Phantom wannabe.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to be honest here? A couple of clients came in with one of them, and I made fun of them.
Yeah.
And they were very wealthy Russian guys. I don't think their sense of humor was great. And I told them that, you know, when they grow up, to come get a car like I have. So, you know, like me or not, man, that's the way it is. You know, why buy that if you can buy the big boy? That's what I feel.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, if you have the funds to buy a Ghost, you have the funds to buy the Phantom.
No, it's not the funds. I have the Italian disease. My funds are low, but I don't care.
You can get good deals on Phantoms down there where you're at.
I get good deals on everything. I get deals on everything I buy. You know, I'm doing this a long time, and I don't play games. You know, like me or not, my money's good, my word's good, and everybody sells me cars all over the country. I don't even go look at them anymore; just buy them because I need cars. Yeah. And I moved. I'm moving right now. I bought a new store right on I-95, and we're moving there in the next 30 to 60 days. We've got 3 acres on the highway, 260,000 cars going by a day. So I think I'm just bopping and weaving and moving and grooving, and Robin will be very, you know, hard at work selling cars.
Very good. Give out your website, Ted.
It's basically the same as our TV show. It's SouthBeachClassics.com.
Excellent. Thanks for your time.
December 7, 1941. Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942. Surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder. Bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story. By Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-8255. 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Le Cig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You're listening to America's Automobile Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We've been on the air for 19 years, and we so appreciate you joining us each and every week at this time, from coast to coast, from border to border. Stick Bogart is with us. He has got a very interesting website called Autolibrium.com, and he's arranged for a couple of special guests. We already talked to Ted Vernon. Now we welcome Earl Stewart from Earl Stewart Toyota. Hey there, Earl. How you doing?
Hey, Bob, I really appreciate being invited on your show. I'm just doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing fine as well. Say hello to Stick.
Hey, Stick, a long time no see. How you been?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm going to grind you like a grandpa one of these days to get your cars on Autolibrium.com.
Well, I won't be that hard, but I think we can work something out, Stick.
Good, good.
So I understand that you're a different type of dealer. That's what Stick has told me. Tell us a little bit about your dealership.
Well, Bob, I guess what makes me different is the fact that I'm totally accessible to my customers. I'm not a small dealer either. I'm about in the top 10 in the Southeast United States for Toyota. I'm the largest volume car dealer in Palm Beach County. Probably ranked around 32 or 33 nationally for Toyota. So we're averaging around 250 new Toyotas, which is not so bad for this economy. But I'm open to my customers. I don't have a secretary or Nancy Jane. My icon is kind of like the red phone, which I created a few years ago. I have four red phones strategically located around my... So any of my customers, if they're in the showroom, the service department, and the body shop, or even the service drive, when they bring their car in for service, they pick up the red phone, and they're automatically connected to my cell phone. And this is, you know, pretty much 7 days a week. I'm always available for direct calls. So accessibility, I think, is really the key.
That's excellent. So that's quite a thing that you're doing there, having the red phone. And how often do folks take advantage of that opportunity and dial you up?
Well, not as much as you might think. Another thing I do is I give my home telephone number to all my customers. When they buy a car from me, they're a customer, I give my business card, and on my business card I have my home telephone number.
That's fantastic.
People are amazingly respectful, even with the red phones. We're open Sunday for sales and service today. I've had no red phone calls today. Now, I do get calls some Sundays. I get calls usually about every day, but not, you know, a busy day would be 20 calls. That's a lot of calls. But there are days where I get, like today, none. Sometimes I get four or five. It's knowing that the customer knows he has accessibility to me. That is a sense of satisfaction, I think, contributes to my success because they know they can get me, but they don't always call me. oftentimes the calls are congratulatory. They want to thank me for, you know, a good buying experience or a good service experience. So it's probably one of the best moves I've made. I've been a toilet dealer for 35 years, and it's the smartest thing I've ever done since I've been in the business.
That's fantastic. Stick, you told me about the red foam, but that's truly amazing that he's got it all around his dealership.
Well, you know, think about this for a minute. You know, and all you dealers that are out there listening to this, think about this. If there's 1,000 cars go past the front of your store, what would you say the percentage of people that are in their cars out of 1,000 cars going past your store that have a phone in their car? Probably 85-90% of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the life of me, I cannot understand, Bob. Maybe you can help me, or Earl, you can help me understand this. It's just mind-boggling. Everybody's got a phone and everybody's on it, right? Why do dealerships not have their local phone number on top of their business sign right next to the street? So you can call them up while you're driving down the road if you want to see, if you see a car on the way to work and you like to make an appointment. Who knows, that dealership might be aggressive to bring that car by your place of employment during your lunch hour, so you can do that. It's like, why do they hide their local phone numbers for? I don't understand that.
I don't either. I don't understand why they hide, period, to be honest with you, because people don't call as much as you think. I mean, you would think I'd be deluged. Well, I first started this was about 10 years ago. Frankly, I was scared to death. I said, this is going to be terrible. I just had one red phone at the time. And when it didn't happen, I had the second and the third and the fourth. And I found out it actually has a deterrent effect.
Mm-hmm.
My employees, I've got about 130 employees in my dealership. Like I told you, I'm not a small store.
Yep.
And everybody knows that I am the one that's going to find out if we have a problem in the dealership. It adds to my customer satisfaction. So my employees will really break their neck to try to help any customer before they get to the red phone. So that might be one reason I don't get as many calls as you might think I would.
Yeah, no, that's really smart. There's no question about it, Earl. You know, you're really raising the bar on your employees' production, so that's great. So how are things sales-wise these days at Earl Stewart Toyota? It's been a little bit of a funky period economy-wise, and certainly the Japanese earthquake sent supplies a little bit south. But how are things at this moment?
Well, things were terrible, frankly, in May and June. They picked up in July. We had a pretty decent July. We sold 220 new cars in May and June. We sold 140 and 170. But we're getting the cars now are coming in. The parts hold up from the tsunami have picked up, and August will be better than July. I should be back to, you know, the new norm, I call it, probably by September, which for me will be around 250, 260 new cars. So, you know, us Toyota dealers have had a lot of problems. We started out, of course, everybody had the recession. Then we got hit by that massive recall. And then the tsunami earthquake, and just when I said nothing else can happen, suddenly we almost default on the debt. So I've been a dealer for 35 years, but this has been the most exciting past 3 years I've ever been through in my career.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been an interesting time. So, Stick, I'm glad you told me here about Earl. He's a very unique gentleman, and it sounds like he's got a great dealership.
Oh, yeah, he does. And it just totally blows me away that this guy is willing to pick up the phone when somebody calls. And you call down to the dealership. It's funny. You can test it, too. You call down there and you say, can I speak to Earl Stewart? One moment, please, Earl. And the next thing you know, you hear, Earl Stewart here. Can I help you? And it's
the call
actually
goes straight to my cell phone. I have a rule. None of my managers, nobody in my dealership, as a secretary, nobody screens calls, so nobody asks you, may I ask who's calling or what's the nature of your call. The call just is automatically put through, and if the employee, including me, if we're outside the dealership, we just automatically transfer it to the cell phone. Everybody that works for me has a cell phone, and that acts as their outside the dealership contact. So it's a totally seamless thing. When anybody calls for my service manager or for me or for a salesman, anybody they want to complain, if they want to buy a car, compliment us, it's instant communication.
Well, that's great. Why don't you give out your dealership website and any telephone information you'd like?
Sure. My website is earlstewartoncars.com, real simple, E-A-R-L-S-T-E-W-A-R-T I'm sorry, Earl Stewart, OnCars.com is my blog site. My website for my dealership is EarlStewartToyota.com. And then my dealership number is area code 561-844-3461. And if you want testing, call that number and ask to speak to Earl Stewart. And they'll put it to my phone if we're open. If not, it goes to somebody who will take a message and give it to me in the morning. So we're totally open.
Oh, that's fantastic. What do you think about the expansion of the Prius lineup? We have the new Prius V about to hit the highways and byways of North America.
I'm very positive, excited about it. I'm the largest seller of Priuses in the Southeast United States. And so expanding the Prius line will just mean more for me. We've always done well the Prius and with the Camry Hybrid and the Highlander Hybrid. So that's our identity. That's our core vehicle. And we got hurt very bad, by the way, in May and June. That's one of the reasons it was so bad for us, because the Priuses were virtually cut off. All Priuses are manufactured in Japan. But with the expansion of the Prius family, it'll be great news. I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to speaking with you again, and we thank you so much for your time here today.
Well, Bob, thank you for having me as a guest, and feel free to call me anytime. I enjoyed it very much.
All right. Thank you. He's Earl Stewart from Earl Stewart Toyota down in Florida, and what a unique dealer with the red phone. Stick Bogart, thank you so much for lining up both of our very special guests, Ted Vernon from South Beach Classics, as well as Earl Stewart from Earl Stewart Toyota. Remind all the folks around North America about your website. Give out the website destination.
Yeah, it's autolibrium.com, and our motto is, if you post it, we'll host it for free. Try it out, and we'll just keep doing everything we can to lower the cost of digital marketing for dealerships nationwide and into Canada as well. Autolibrium.com.
Thank you for your time, Stick. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.